Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Organic Nation Listening Club. Let's do this thing. Welcome to the Organic Nation Listening Club. Let's do this thing.
Cast it.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Wow. Started off with reggae. Good morning, Mr. Cherry. How are we?
I'm fine and dandy. Fine, you know. Yeah, we're waking everybody up. We got to wake up and live, you know. And there's nothing like a beautiful Saturday morning to wake up and live, man, you know, today.
Absolutely.
You know. And the prayers go out to everybody that's, I hear it's tornadoes out there. A lot of stuff is just happening in the climate and just things are happening. So we want to just enlighten people to wake up and live, and the prayers go out to everybody, families and friends. And,
it's tornadoes? Mm-hmm. Where are the tornadoes?
Yeah, I've seen it in the Midwest, in Oklahoma.
Really?
It's about 30 or something. A tornado hit the ground in the last couple of days, you know. Maybe not.
Did you say Oklahoma?
No, I think it's in the Midwest, all going all the way up.
Illinois
and stuff like that. Yeah, yeah.
That's that alley. It's called Tornado Alley. Yeah. The unfortunate thing is it's almost like rain, you know. Expected. You know, it's just when they are several, but going toward Oklahoma, going back up that way, it's called Tornado Alley, and it's expected.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So when you hear it, because you threw me off a little bit, I was like, is it close here? No. But when you hear it, that's all I was thinking. Wait a minute, is it coming to Texas? Because I got things to do today.
Check your weather report just in case.
Thank you, right? Welcome, Organic Nation Listening Club. You are listening to Mr. David Arnett Cherry and Hummingbird, me. So I was trying to figure out, since he was telling me about my weather here, and I'm glad he was giving me an enlightenment, I do know that we're going to have a very bad thunderstorm around midday. It's supposed to be a thunderstorm. Because it's warm here, you know, things can't spark up. But today is my grandbaby prom. They could be raining on it's like raining on a parade. You could be raining on a prom. I'm like,
you got your grandbaby having
have to
a
start
prom
late
today?
Yes, that's my grandbaby, cool. And we, you know, and if you're part of the Black family, you know anything about past when I was young, and I'm not going to give you my age, but you know everybody gathered at everyone's house, especially the young lady's house. You know the family gathered to send her off to the prom to take pictures and stuff like that. So Facebook, be ready. And it's just that I enjoy it so much with my grandbabies. It's just so much fun, and they keep me moving. They keep me alive, essentially, because they always got something going on. And then I have a Mother's Day, late Mother's Day brunch with my, you know, I got things to do today with my aunt's them, and it can't rain till about 9 o'clock tonight. I should be at home. I'm asking the Lord to tarry the weather just a little bit, let it hold on back, let us finish doing what we got to do here, and then it can rain.
The interesting thing, and we've been talking about it, that it will happen on this series that we're doing, is to get the grandkids and the kids together to talk about their issues in school and just issue in life and stuff. And it would be nice to get the young people in their stages of life right now. I think that's going to be a fun thing when we can pull that together. But out there, the Organic Nation Listening Club, you got to understand that getting all the kids together is not an easy thing.
Yeah, they're busy, you know.
They're just as busy as we are. Yeah.
And that's a good thing. I'm very, very happy to say that, because they're not sitting on the social media. They're not looking at doing on those games and stuff. Now, I got one. I got to fight off the game all the time. But he still has his outdoor time. So, he's
that's
the one
cool.
that plays football, the jazz man, the one that's been on the radio with us before. And he's gotten older now, but I have my
granddaughters, that the one that's graduating that's going to Prairie View. Ooh, I got one at Prairie View, and I got one at, TCU? TCU. So, and I think she's going to end up coming to Prairie View.
Congratulations.
Yeah. So I want to get them all together, maybe get your niece and stuff together. And is she in Finland? Where's your niece? Where are your nieces? They're around about.
Well, I have nieces in London and in Stockholm, and then I have cousins, and one cousin, they in the church, and one young girl, she's getting ready to go to college, but she's just in the 10th grade, but she's doing all the work and going to summer camp, and she's into doing video, just like the Potter's House. She does the video. She's learning that craft. And she's really into photography and that. And then maybe we can get kids together
and they can talk about what's going on their side of the earth and see how, and the kids here in Texas, and talk about what's going on here. So maybe we can see what connects those kids, the parallel, and get them to where they may be able to follow each other on social media, and we'll start a family connection that way, where even when we're gone, those kids will still know each other. So that would be something nice to do, and it may be very funny to see the difference. And I would love to see you have nieces and stuff in London or over there. I would really love to try to get them on the radio with the kids here to see the difference in the school and how they do things and the music. I'd love for them to get a little taste of their life, and I love for your nieces and ever to get a little taste of our kids' life here. It would be great to connect them. And hopefully we can get that done on the radio live so we can all laugh together. So that would be great.
It would be fun. And then also you got two young men, your sons, who's really doing some great music out there, and get them on there. And then their kids.
Oh,
but the jazz man is the cat, because he's our secondary host, because he can host our show. I just like when Jasmine gets on there. He's a talkative little cat, but then all of a sudden he gets on the air and he's very sophisticated. Like, okay. It's interesting. It's interesting. It's very interesting to get these young people together. And that's what the Organic Nation Listening Club is all about, and many things are happening. Keep us in prayer. Many things are happening, and it's just exciting, but then we have to just wake up and live and deal with some things that we just have to deal with, and I think that's still exciting, too, and it's nothing like having Hummingbird, catching up with her, because if you know a hummingbird, she's zipping and zooming and dipping.
I try. Hopefully,
You do it well.
Hopefully, when you get back from your travels, you'll be able to give us what you did when you were gone, and the things that you are heading for in the future. Give us insight on where your music going, what you're doing with it, and you can come back and maybe record some things that you do, just in case you didn't know David is going to go on tour, and he's going to get some things. He's going to LA, and then he's going to London, and then he's going to be a busy little man here, and then he's coming back to LA. So we're going to be really excited to see what he has in store for us and what he has accomplished and the things that he is bringing back with him to show us what he was doing over there while he was gone all those months. But what music are we going to play, Mr. Cherry?
I'm going to tap on that real fast, because that's one of our dreams for this show, is to go out on location. So I will be doing audio, not so much video, but I will get interviews with certain people that's out there in Europe and in L.A. and stuff. So that's going to be fun to bring back these little audio clips and put stuff together, a part of the show. So it's a lot of stuff we're going to do, and we're just trying to get back into the groove. But, yes, I will be out there. And, I'm going to surprise you with this music. We can get to the music and then come back and talk about our subject, with a hummingbird, because she is always coming up with some great subjects. So let's get to the music, and you will let me know who this is, because this is somebody you turned me on to. So here we go.
We join company with the great heavenly host, and we say glory to God in the highest. With blessed assurance, we proclaim peace and favor rest on us. And for this, we give God our best praise, our highest.
Glory to God in the highest. Glory to God in the highest. The favor of God is among us. Glory to God today with our best praise, our highest.
Everybody okay?
Some good energy there.
I don't know who that is, but it's really nice. I don't know. Who is that?
I think it's Carr or Key. Something Key.
That's not John K. P. Key.
It's not. And then it's somebody. Ooh. I have to look it up. It just came up on my list, and I said, oh, let me play this.
I like it, but it's not John P. Key. It could be Hezekiah Walker. I know John P. Key. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know I'm a John P. Oh, my God. That voice is distinctive when it's John P. Key.
Yeah.
Now, sometimes you can get Hezekiah Walker or Kirk Carr kind of mixed up because they play similar. You know, the spirit is one.
Yeah.
So they do play similar, but as you get into the music, and I thought as it would go further, I would be able to identify who that was, but I wasn't. And then I say, I know that's not Kirk Franklin. So, I mean, it's not Kirk Franklin. I know it wasn't Kirk Franklin because I didn't hear Kirk Franklin's talking. You know, his
could have been Daryl Coley. Daryl Coley.
Huh? Daryl Coley. That was Daryl Coley?
Yes, it could have been.
You went and got a Daryl Coley song?
Huh?
Is that Daryl Coley?
I have to go back and look it up because I pulled it off and something, and I said, oh, this is what you gave me. You turned me on to this. And I said, oh, but I couldn't see the name, but I just went on and threw it onto our soundtrack.
Oh, you
today.
Just grabbed the song off of behind.
Yeah.
You just, okay, but
then
I didn't turn you on to that song. I didn't turn you on to that song. Because I want to know who it is now. Because I was like,
I'll find out for you. I'll find out and get you that information. Now, listening to the Organic Nation Listening Club with Hummingbird, your host, and David Arnett Cherry. And this is my favorite part of the show, too, because Hummingbird always come up with something that she, an issue or something she would like to talk about. So the question was why men can't say I love you to men outside their family?
Well,
and now
that was very provocative
to me and very profound.
Well, I don't know about profound. I guess so. For a man, it should. You probably would be better to answer that than, you know, I wonder. But you're a different kind of man, y'all, and he's very intense with his emotional feelings. So I could see you actually saying, I love you, to another man that's not in your family. Because of who you are as a person. It doesn't make you a homosexual. And I think that's the stigma that we have, that if a man, and really in the black community, if the man says, I love you, and it's out, and it's not something special or not, you know, it gives a form of gay or homie, are you gay?
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing they say. Oh, you man. But it's easy when it's something tragic. You notice you guys will come together when there's death or a friend, maybe of all of you guys had something happen. And I'm talking about a different generation than our generation. I don't know if it affects our generation more than it affects the millennium and the younger generation. It seems like the more years, the more we gain more years with these different children in a different way they're raised. We didn't have social media, so we knew how to connect with people. The world itself is changing our children, our society, as being kind of heartless because when you So I think that is going to roll into our men because those are the people at the first defense. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Those are the things, even though it will affect the woman, we are a little bit more emotional from jump. We say I love you all the time. We really do.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, bye, I love you. You know, that's our thing. I love you, sister. I love you. I love you.
Yeah.
You know, even when it's not I love you, we say it sometimes. We just say goodbye, I love you. It's like a goodbye, bye. But men, you guys are not friendly anymore. Have you noticed? Men are not friendly. They don't go out like the women will and hug. Now, they'll give you the handshake and pat on the back hug. But, you know, a deep hug or something like that, that's portraying homosexuality to them. And I wonder why. Because back when my brothers then were younger, I'm not saying they ran around hugging each other, but it wasn't, or myself, it wasn't seen as gay. You know what I'm saying? It was all right to tell somebody you loved them.
That's an interesting thought, because I had to go back and contemplate on this. And then I had to go way back when I was coming up. And the men, and even they were strong men and everything, they didn't really tell you they loved you, but they showed it by action that they love you. But it wasn't really like, I love you. I had to kind of figure out who told me. I know my father told me that a few times, but I'm just saying the men that I came up with.
But they don't never say,
like,
I love you. They'll say, love you,
love
man,
you,
or
love you. Yeah,
they don't never say, I love you. They'll say, love you, man. No man ever just says, unless they send it to a woman, they'll say, I love you.
Yeah.
But even if they send it to a brother, if they send it to their brothers or uncles or dads, you know, to your father, it's going to be a whole different thing. I love you, daddy. But if you send it to a friend, or a cousin or something, you say, love you, man. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
So
when I came up, we didn't even do that. We didn't ever say that. And then it just seems like lately, like you said, the hand pack on the back and the little hug, just, now it's being fashionable. You can do that. But when I came up, you didn't really do that. Maybe on the basketball court, or you wanted got a touchdown, everybody hugged you and everything because they're happy. But, basically, you didn't see that. And so I agree with that, it's a changing culture, you know. There's something changed.
I think so. And, you can't even feel – you just think about it. I want you to pay attention to it. Don't answer it now, but just pay attention to it when you're walking on the street. How many guys that you see when you walk on the street, do you look – if you look their way, that either a nod head or how you doing stuff – is not with you saying it, not with you starting it off, but just with them. Usually they have a mean mug or a stern look. It's not friendly.
Mm-hmm.
It's not.
Especially where I live, and especially I'm on the street a lot because I live in a small Portland area. So I'm all excited when I see black people. I'm so excited. But it used to be, at least on the street, in other communities where I grew up, they used to say, hey, what's up? You know, like you said, it wouldn't say I love you, but they would say, hey, man, what's, you know, we had these little signs of that everything is cool, right? but here, you know, it's hard. People don't even look at you in the face, you know, and I find that weird for black people, not the black men, to be walking, you know, only person on the street and don't even look at you. Don't even look at you. They looking away, like they don't want to deal. Uh-oh. And I have a little thing about that, because why are you looking away when we're the only person on the street? But then it's not all the time, but it's most of the time. That's here.
I don't think I don't think we are this new society that we are now thrust into. That it all comes down to caring. And I don't think we're raising a generation of carers, of people that are open to try and do more for their brother. You get what I'm saying?
I agree.
It is a handful. I'm not going to say that we're completely without. I do see some young people, but if you look at the masses, it's not like that. And it's just not, you know, you don't see that.
I was always thinking, too, is God is love. So we're supposed to love each other. And so with God's love, you know, it's supposed to be open to just not the family members. It's open to people that you shall show love. You know, so that's this subject can go on forever with you guys out there in the Organic Nation Listening Club, but this is a good one Hummingbird came up with. And I think this is an ongoing conversation because you brought it to my awareness, and I'm noticing that more, you know, and meditating and about that. And it's a good issue to talk about, you know, that love. What is that love, you know, and how do we connect with that love?
Absolutely. Well, Organic Nation Listening Club, we are running out of time. We're going to have to throw another song on before we go. But I want to thank you guys for coming and visiting with us, like always. But I want to also give, you know, we got, I think, a couple of more shows maybe before David leaves, and we're going to go on a hiatus for a little while. But we want to send out prayers, a travel prayer for David Arnett Cherry, that his role would be blessed, and that he will meet and change people's lives as other people change his life. We want to give blessing unto him as he brings back information to us that will enlighten us and grow us as a better person. And we thank you so much for listening. All right, David, go on the music.